Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who's that at the door? I was just about to go out to my local public house to enjoy a steaming goblet of festive nog. Whoa! Carol singers!
Oh, no!
You know, I went to school with the carol singers. What a voice. Anyway, Tom, Ben!
Oh, what is it, Matthew?
Yeah, Tom, Matthew? I guessed you might be here because you shouted, whoa, during...
I was upstairs on the toilet.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was a real beauty.
A Yuletide log, you could say.
Well, very much. I tell you now, what, those veggie sausages and blankets don't break down very much. It's more like a toboggan run inside of me.
Oh, cool runnings. Now, listen to this, guys. Right, now, listen, one of you two is going to have to pay them, and it can't be me, as I need every groat in my purse to pay for my festive nog. So...
I love how Dickensian your Christmases are.
It's a very Dickensian Christmas. I've also got a candle on a plate for no reason. So, one of you is going to have to pay for it.
Well, it's not going to be me. I've been haunted by three ghosts.
Oh, God.
Yes.
And it's not going to be me either. I'm also here. Not said anything up till now, have I?
It's a good point. You haven't really, you haven't really been much of a focus in this part of the sketch.
The ghost of podcast past.
Well, listen, there's only one possible solution for this. We're going to have a festive
Flatshare
Slam Down! Flatshare Slam Down!
We're in a flat!
Flatshare Slam Down!
Are you sharing without me?
Flatshare Slam Down!
Somebody's going to slow it down!
Flatshare Slam Down!
And hello and welcome to a very festive Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, the angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes aflame. All hail said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly flavoured lady, Gloria. I did sing flavoured, you're right. For known a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations, Lord, and honour thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly flavoured maid, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head. To be as it pleaseth God, she said, my soul shall lord and magnify his holy name, most highly favored Lady Gloria.
Everybody!
I'm the host and landlord Matthew Crosby, and while they're under my festive roof, they'll be following my festive rules. Let's meet the Rudolphs to my sleigh. It's only Thomas Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh, hey,
hey. Hello.
Oh, hello, Santa.
Hello there.
It's How... us, your chief elves.
Oh, I like that. I said Rudolphs, but sure. It's your backstory, mate. So, Ben, tell us, why are you refusing to pay the carol singers? And bear in mind, they can probably hear us through the door, so be kind.
I can't go anywhere near them because I'm doing that Whamageddon thing. Is anyone else doing that? Yes. Do you know about this? When you, if you hear...
Oh, Tom, sorry. I was going to say, Tom, you're a total bastard. I called you Tom. That's how upset I am with you. You total bastard. Well, you've just done... Was anyone actually doing Whamageddon there? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. So sorry. I gave you my heart the very next day. So what was good about that was it was a joke that confused most people, and the ones who knew what it was about were really pissed off. So that's what you expect from a punchline. How far? Well, I was going to say, how far have you got? Well, to today. Tom, why do you hate Christmas?
Well, I hate carol singers in particular because I used to have a torrid time of it when I was carol singing. I used to be in a very small elite group of carol singers.
There was three of us. It was me and the 70s Scottish footballer, Mr. Gemmell. Do you remember him, Mr. Gemmell? He scored against the Netherlands in train spotting. And also, Mr. Flynn, Hollywood's first ever Robin Hood. You probably remember him as well. Anyway, the three of us, we were a crack team of carol singers. But we didn't sing carols. We would tell stories. Festive stories. We had two of them. One of them was about a polar bear. The second one was about a Christmas food that you buy from Iceland, but it had changed colour. That was the second story. Now...
Sorry, Tom. I hate to ask for this, but can I have a recap?
Bear with me on this. Me, Mr. Gemmell and Mr. Flynn, we used to try and tell those stories, either story one about the polar bear or story two about a food from Iceland that had changed colour. And don't look at the workings out, else you'll get a nosebleed. The person who we used to try and tell this story to, the problem is, she was always out. It was Dirty Den's wife from EastEnders. Do you remember her? Her first name, do you remember her?
It might be useful to take notes at this stage, I feel.
She was always out, but one magical evening, the light popped on in her front room. And I shouted, Archie, Errol, Angie's in story two, the blue prawn ring. It's not bad. Archie, Errol, Angie's in story two, the blue prawn ring. It's a way to spend an afternoon, isn't it?
Wowee, guys.
One for the ages. Hold your arms, mate. It's Christmas.
There was a...
Come on, mate.
So, obviously, Christmas is a time for tolerance. So who will you guys be tolerating tonight? Tom?
Well, terrible news, guys. The Jamboree's in trouble.
No.
Yes. The planned nativity at the Christmas Jamboree is in crisis.
What about the unplanned nativity?
Oh, that's in full flow.
Great, good.
The planned nativity's in danger. Mary and Joseph are ill.
Oh, no.
I needed two people to take over. Well, it's the front and back end of the donkey.
Oh,
from the unplanned nativity, it's Lazy Susan.
Yeah. Lazy Susan are here.
It's Celeste and Freya.
Freya.
Freya and Celeste are here, and thank you very much for coming on the show. What sort of a Christmas do you normally have? Are you Christmassy people?
I absolutely love Christmas.
Do you spend Christmas days together?
Yeah.
Don't say... please don't say yes, because Tom has been angling for the three of us to spend Christmas together ever since I met him, and I really don't want to do that. I love my family too much. There's always one person in the sketch team who wants it a bit more than the other.
I think that's healthy,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's really healthy, Stick around.
So next year, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So what do you do for Christmas?
Up north.
Up north.
With your pie and cat.
With my pie, it's just me, my pie and my cat. Oh, yeah.
Have you been up north, Dring? Have you been
No, never. But I did study it at drama school.
Clarkie, who have you brought along with you this time?
I brought my financial advisor, Adam Hess. Hey.
Adam Hess is here. What kind of Christmassy person are you? Do you enjoy Christmas? Do you hate Christmas?
Very much. Best day of my life every time. It's a weird one. My childhood house didn't have a chimney. So it was accepted that Santa came out of the tap. That was just the accepted thing. So it was
Santa
a kitchen. Pause.
Very nice.
So what would you do? Would you hang the stockings sort of by the sink?
No, the stockings would be a bedroom affair, and you come down into the kitchen.
And there'd be a trail of like wet footprints.
He's been.
But no, it made me imagine Santa in more of a sort of an ethereal, snake-like way.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Yeah, but like a god, yes. Yeah. And
he's a bit like Eugene Toombs from The X-Files.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, the piss and the cum.
Piss and cum?
Didn't he? No, I thought it was... So I'm getting Santa and him confused.
Merry Christmas! Piss and cum.
So we've met our Christmas chums. Now, usually I would crack on with round one, but tell you what, it sounds like those carol singers. By the way, I went to school with her. Carol singers. Always carried a book open in front of her. I remember that. It sounds like they might have gone, those carol singers, so we can probably all nip off to the boozer and I can have that festive nog I've been waiting for. So let's just check up and see if they're still here. Still here.
God.
I guess we better play round one.
Last Christmas Eve, babe, at your mum's house, you turned and said to me, won't be here for another one. And then we agreed upon going to my next year. I text me ma and pa and sent the good news. But now a year has gone, you say I've got it wrong. Your mama's ordered in food for both me and you. It's nearly Christmas. Where are we going, baby? We'll have a better time at my folks, it's true. Their TV's really small and the spare room is cold. Your sister's lap baby is just 6 months old. Your nan always makes us watch Love Actually, and we'll have to spend time with your dad's weird mate Lee. Mum's in Hampshire,
which is shitty. Wolverhampton's dead pretty.
They don't watch the Queen's Speech,
but they have got Sky Sports.
Mum's goose is fantastic.
What a Christmas tree's plastic.
We could start up my parents and finish at yours.
And of course we're not going to please all of our families either way. Fuck it, let's just stay at home for Christmas Day.
Oh, that was so good.
True story.
That is a true story, isn't it? That is a true, really true story. So, now round one is a round we call Santa's Grotto an Idea. So, thank you. Thank you very much for that one person applauding. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't love that, what are you doing here?
Now,
it's a great question.
For anyone currently wondering, and there will be a few of you, if that title works, here's a tip. We haven't overthought it. So the round is set in Santa's grotto. I'm going to ask one team member to be Santa and the other or others to be someone visiting them to request a Christmas gift. Now, the twist is that Santa knows who sat on his knee, but the person on his lap has sadly forgotten who they... forgotten who they are.
It's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all, is it?
It's not good, bad solid, at all.
Very,
good
solid, I think we're very actually. Proud of this today, actually. Yes, well done us. Now, Santa has to give subtle, festive clues until the lappy can remember their identity. Why doesn't the person know who they are, I hear you ask? Guys, please, you've got to stop overthinking this. It's really, you really are ruining Christmas. I'm going to award 5 points for a correct guess and a further 5 for the Santa impression. So, Ben and Adam, you're going to be up first. Ben, I'd like you to be Santa.
Ooh,
that was very strong.
Thank you.
So, you're Santa, and yeah, if you want to don, he's popped two Santa hats on. That's already 10 points. Okay, Clarky.
Ooh!
Off you go.
Do I sit on you?
Do you want to sit on his knee?
I want to.
Go for it then. You must. You simply must. Oh, okay. Okay.
Ooh, now, the look of panic on Lazy Susan's face right now. Yes. I'm sure you can only imagine.
Tom said if we didn't sit on his knee, he wouldn't laugh at any of our jokes.
Off you go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come in, come in.
Well, he's already sat on your knee, Clarky. How much further in do you want it to be?
Oh, God. The worst.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry about that. I've been warned already. Welcome to Santa's Grotto. Have you been a good little girl?
Yes.
Oh, you sound very young in person. Now, what would you like for Christmas?
As a married woman?
Yes, yes.
I am.
Of course, I don't know why I'm Brian Blessed all of a sudden. Yes.
I would like, I think, violins.
Well, yes, certainly. You do love music, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, what else? What else would you like?
Fuck, what?
No, 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 no.
Wait, wait, wait.
No, 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 no
No.
I want my memory back. Like, that's what I fucking want. Like,
Oh my goodness.
Like, what am I meant to
I've never heard you sound like this before.
What am I meant to ask?
Adam, don't panic, all right, okay?
Come on.
A violin.
It's got very Bourne identity.
Okay,
now,
sorry.
Just, my mind. Just chill out, okay? Chill out.
Where's my son?
Clarky, maybe if Santa gives him some slightly more leading questions.
Yes, certainly.
Rather than asking him to just guess it outright.
Yes, I understand. I understand.
Clarky's forgotten the rules, guys.
Forgotten the rules.
You're doing very well. Now, what would you like for Christmas? No. Of course, I'm sweating now.
Yeah, Clarky's really panicking. Do you need some help?
No. Would you like a soft drink? A fizzy beverage?
No.
Well, who's helping who now? Fucking hell.
Well, I mean, it's not for Christmas.
Yeah,
that would be weird.
Yes, but, you know, maybe some lemonade. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Some delicious lemonade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yummy.
Of course.
Is there a band called Lemonade?
No, there's not.
Oh, yeah. Could we have a guess?
No, you can't. Tom. Tom.
Okay.
Listen, Tom. Everybody knows it in the audience, right? You're not smart. Everyone knows the answer, but let's just play out the game for fun, all right?
Look, you're married, aren't you? You're married.
Yes.
But you're a bastion of the single ladies, aren't you?
Ah. Yeah.
Beyonce.
Look.
It's Beyonce.
There we go.
Wait. No, I'm Beyonce.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You are Beyonce. You got the 5 points. And I think I'm going to give you a 4 out of 5 for the Santa impression.
Thank you,
that's 9
you.
Points there. 9 points.
Oh, now for God. 9 points for that.
Thank you. That is the Tom. Right amount of applause.
Correct. Tom, play fair, all right? You've got to be nice to Clarky. It's Christmas. Now, Freya and Celeste, Merry I would Christmas. Like you guys to be Santa. Okay. So, Tom, for a variety of reasons, just stay in your seat.
No.
That, Freya and Celeste, that is who Tom is. So if you want to have a quick look at that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so the Santas are in their grotto, and Tom enters but doesn't know who he is. You could say he's forgotten.
Hello, Santas.
It's the two-headed Santa!
Oh, God!
Please, don't be afraid!
Don't...
Everyone always leaves!
Don't cry, little boy.
Two heads?
Yes!
That's right! It's a test tube thing!
3 knees?
Came out of a test tube!
Let's not dwell, it's Christmas!
Yes.
Anyway, boy!
How's it going?
Yes!
Great opening question, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'd like some presents.
Oh, you'd like some presents. Oh, okay.
Do you have a big house?
Yes. Are you going to have an event at your big house? A house party for Christmas, perhaps?
Yes, I think I am going to have a big house party
at my house. Oh, how exciting. Yes. Well, yes, you'll need lots of gifts for that, won't you?
Yes.
You perhaps need some sort of strange mascot sidekick.
Yes. I've just come back from holiday as well.
Have you?
I went away for a while and now I'm back in my house.
How's your six-pack?
Yes, I've been working out a lot, actually. Yes,
have you?
And you know what's a terrible tragedy is? What? When a strange man works out, it only makes him more creepy.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Isn't that a funny thing?
I thought it would be more popular than it was.
Yes, but no,
people didn't want to see it, apparently.
Misjudged as ever.
Yes.
Now, the presents you're going to give me for Christmas, are they going to be in red boxes?
Yes. I think that would definitely make a lot of sense.
Yes.
Right.
I think having lots of red boxes, perhaps with numbers on, it's just thrilling, just the image of it.
Yes.
Let alone the next step after
definitely
that.
Definitely be a logic to it.
I'm going to stop you there because they clearly don't know it. So.
How dare you, boy?
Tom, would you like to guess who it is that you are?
Am I John Barrowman?
You.
Am I Noel Edmonds?
You are Noel Edmonds.
Yes.
So, of course, I have to take your first answer. So, no 5 points for the actual. No, you get 5 points there, and I think I've got to give you the full 5 points each there.
Thank you so
10 points, 5 points, 15 points. There you go.
But,
okay. What's that?
Santa famously has one head.
And comes out a tap.
I...
Oh, okay.
So let's swap things around. Now, Adam, will you favour us with your Santa?
Yes, please.
Ben, you are the mystery knee percher. Here we go. There he goes. He's tearing open the envelope.
Yes.
He's looking inside. Yeah. There we go.
Yes, okay. I'm certain I know who this is.
Oh, dear. Well, off we go.
Are you going to sit on me?
I might spare you that.
Okay, all right. Oh, hee-hee.
I mean, already I can't give you the full 5 points because there was a first hurdle and you've absolutely stacked it, mate.
You don't know. You never know.
Sure, you don't know.
You never know. You don't know. Things change.
We had two heads. We can have a hee-hee-hee. Why not?
Oh, God.
This Santa.
This Santa's very scary.
It's a cultural thing. This is a very Anglo-Saxon one that we portray. The Druid one. I like to do the other one.
Okay, I love it. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Do explain all your choices as you go along.
Okay.
Hello, child.
Hello, Santa.
What wonders would you like this winter?
How about a toy train?
Ah, yes, like you're good at building trains.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You love trains. You really blinking bloody do. What other thing would you like, little madam?
Oh, thank you for asking. Can I have a peace on Earth? Is that something I'd be interested in?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a very addictive voice. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes.
You're normally a lot more confident than this.
Yes.
Your hands aren't how I normally imagine your hands being. What would you like? You would like
yes, you would a little harder than you were expecting.
Just check the name again, because
yes,
I don't think
it
you
was
know who
her.
This is.
Okay. I didn't recognise you for a minute with the beard. Would you like some democratic stuff?
Yeah.
Democratic stuff.
Yes.
You've been really championing it for the last time of a while. One present you think you might want this year is a German thing. A German thing, just a general German thing.
Of course, I'd like a German
also,
thing.
Also, I mean, as the one,
because I
as
am the, German, aren't I?
Yes, the one German woman that anyone in this room's heard of. Yes.
Am I Angela Merkel?
Yeah!
Angela
Merkel. Danke schön.
Well,
are you a big fan of trains?
Yeah, they're great at trains.
They build trains.
They build trains.
I think you might be conflating a different German, but let's not. Let's move on anyway, because it was a well-played game, and it's not the game we asked you to play, but you're sort of doing, you're doing your version of it, and that's great. So Santa impression, out of five, I think I've got to go for the full five there. Yeah. Got to go for the full five. You did get the answer right as well, so that's 10 points
that's
over there.
Amazing.
10 points.
Same.
Wow.
Now, Tom, if you want to take that.
Ho, 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 ho.
Okay, now, off you go.
Ho, 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 ho. Hello, you two. Yes,
because
the two of
two
you.
Of us.
Yes,
two of
yes.
Us,
you're
yeah.
going to be looking for presents this year because you've been traveling, well, to different galaxies and beyond, haven't you?
Oh, okay, yeah, big time.
And obviously, as this is the new millennium, you're going to be wanting all kinds of presents, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, that's right,
definitely.
Yes.
Yes, did you get our note about the.
What's that?
Were you just thinking something will come?
Yeah. No,
interesting strategy.
Hey, well, it looks to me like one of you is going to be after quite a lot of hair products.
Yes, that's right. I have very long hair.
Well, yes, you do. Especially you. That's good. Yes, one of you is going to have a lot of those. Oh. Now, you've come to visit me here in my grotto in the
yes,
North Pole.
Very much so.
I imagine you found it by looking up into the sky and looking at the big, bright North
Star.
Yes, you like stars, don't you?
Yeah,
love yes, it. You spend your time amongst them, I can tell.
Yeah.
You're a right pair, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
One of you, very hairy, as we've established. Yes.
Why does this sound like backstage at the BBC in the 70s? I just don't know.
Now, I've got some sweets for you.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I've got some sweets for you. You put them into your mouth. Now, You might have to have them in your mouth for quite a long time because they're a little
Where's this going, Santa?
You know, well, if you put the sweets in your mouth, they'll be in your mouth for quite a long time because they're a little bit, you know, they take a bit of...
What's in them,
you,
mate?
You really have to go at them with your teeth, if you know what I mean, because they're very, you know, these sweets.
Yeah.
They're very, what would you say? I guess you'd say they're...
Hard?
No, you have to work at them with your teeth.
Yeah.
They're like toffees, aren't they?
Yeah, toffees, those kind of things. What would you say they are? They're very...
chewy.
Yes, you would say that, actually.
Oh, Chewbacca.
Yes!
Is that a Star Wars thing?
Yes.
I've never seen Star Wars.
Never seen Star Wars!
I knew as soon as you said long hair and galaxy, and that's why I was looking at you.
Snob.
And I'm Han.
You cultural snob, you Celeste.
Yeah.
What a lovely game.
Yeah. Incredible scenes.
You got it though, so I'll give you the 5 points for getting the answer. And
yes.
Tom, I was watching your Santa impression.
Oh no.
And I was cross-referencing it with Clement Clark Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas. You know, the night before Christmas.
No.
And I quote, "His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose, like a cherry. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself." And I think that sums you up perfectly.
That's
pretty
true.
10 points for your Santa impression there. 10 points there. So, at the end of that round, one question remains. Producer Ben, you festive elf, get out that workshop and tell us the scores.
Ben and Adam have 19, and Freya, Celeste and Tom have 25.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Hello, this is producer Ben again. Before we return to the show, here are a couple of adverts all set against jingle music from the very first festive Flatshare Slamdown all those years ago. First up, I'm hijacking proceedings to advertise a new Christmas scripted podcast series I've produced called Baby It's Cold Outside. It stars Chris O'Dowd and Anne-Marie Duff, and it's a short and sweet three-part story about an ordinary man trying to spend Christmas Eve with his son whilst keeping secret the fact that he's actually homeless. I've made it in association with the homelessness charity Crisis, and it's really good. So please do check out Baby It's Cold Outside, listen, subscribe, and if you like it, please do rate, review, and share it. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas!
Hello, this is Matthew here from semi-successful podcasts, Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Now, we have been making this podcast for bloody years. This is our... Anyone want to guess what episode this is?
Oh!
I tell you what.
62?
I tell you what. Okay, 62. Whoever gets the closest gets to donate £100. So, Clarky, what do you reckon?
47.
47. I can reveal, it's the 57th episode. Oh. The 57th episode. Producer Ben here has written, Christ! Let's not forget him. It is Christmas, guys. But if you'd like to donate to the podcast, please do donate. We do this for free. Obviously, not for you guys. You paid to get in here. That doesn't work, does it? If you're at home listening to it for free, you got it for free. If you're here in this room, thanks for coming. If you do want to donate, please go to shityearmoney.com. If you don't like swearing, you can always go to comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate. But please do donate. It is Christmas after all. And you know what? We're homeless. So, Merry Christmas to all and to all good night. And now, on with the show.
Everyone hates the donation bit,
don't
they?
Donation bit. Everyone skips it.
Everyone
quite
hates
right
the
too.
Donation bit.
Have you donated?
Me, every week.
Every week you're dead. You know, that's the sad thing, we're the only three who have donated.
I know. I don't listen.
I'm not going to listen. No,
not my cup of tea.
Got time. Welcome back to part two of the festive Flatshare Slamdown Christmas Special. So I guess we better check up on those carol singers. You know, I went to school with the carol singers. Always dressed in a long, flowing red gown with a sort of big ruff round her neck. Now, anyway, surely the carol singers would have left our doorstep by now. That's enough. Okay. They nailed it, but they're still there. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. They've got the tenacity of a cockroach. Oh, my festive nog. Yeah, I guess you'll just have to wait untouched at the top of the bar as we launch into round two. It's Flat Games!
Whoa!
Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Use your toll. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Wait! Stop! Tom, let me ask. Can I ask you a question? Do you think that Freddie Mercury came out at Live Aid and sang the Banana Boat song? Day-o, day-o, daylight come and we want to go home. You remember they opened with Radio Gaga, they went straight to "Hey, Mr. Tallyman, tally me bananas."
Hey!
Oh, I love that. I mean, I'd watch that film.
This year we're playing our version of the festive version of the Game of Life, which we are calling the Dame of Life. In this round, I'm going to read out a selection of real and imagined pantomimes, and I would like our players, in the style of pantomime dames, to buzz in with an innuendo for each one.
Ooh,
now I'm going to be awarding.
That sounds
hard. One
ring-a-ding-ding. It's not in.
No.
Can you play the sound of a bell backwards for that one? If that's possible. So I'll be awarding points for saucy suggestivity and deducting them for out and out filth, because this is a family podcast. But first, let's hear your dame names. Tom, what have you come up with as your dame name?
I would like to be known as Dame Rudely Hench.
I do enjoy Dame Rudely Hench. Thank you very much. Celeste, what about you?
I've just been very honest.
Yep.
I'm going to speak my truth with Damaged Goods.
Very
strong. Laughing because it's true.
Very strong. Freya.
I'm going to be Dame Bowers.
Freya, wait. You're out of your mind.
You've got to get through this.
That was Daniel Bedingfield. Okay.
Yes.
Adam Hess, what dame are you going
to
be?
As you know, I like to spend my day in character having a drink and a blowjob.
Yes, correct.
A blowjob and a drink, so I am Dame Head and a Beverage.
Absolutely lovely stuff. And finally, Clarkey.
You'll think you've seen me before. It's Dame Jarvu.
Dame Jarvu!
Me again! Me again!
So I'd like you, of course, to shout out your dame names if you think you have an innuendo for these following pantos. Now, I'm going to start with some real ones, just to ease you into it.
Okay.
Ooh! Ding dong.
We'll start with Puss in Boots.
Dame Jarvu.
Dame Jarvu.
Ooh, mind you don't boot me in my puss.
Oh, God!
I mean, I'm not proud of it.
It is with great shame that I have to say we're going to allow it. Next up, Aladdin.
Oh. Dame Blowjob.
Dame Blowjob.
Oh, what's a lad doing in Aladdin there? Ooh, Aladdin there, my arsehole, my bum. Aladdin, what? My bum.
Aladdin, my butt. Okay, yeah, okay, fair enough. We got there in the end. Yes, I'm going to allow it.
Rudely Hench. Rub it a bit harder. Mm. Yeah?
Sure, I'll give it you, yeah, sure. Let's go to Brexit the Panto.
Ooh!
Hello, wait,
you can't buy yourself time with ghost stuff.
Clarkie, your dame name, please.
Dame Jarvu.
Yes.
Ooh, you better pull out of this deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Damaged Goods.
Damaged Goods.
Theresa May I?
Oh. Rudely Hench. I'd prefer a hard Brexit to a soft one.
Oh. Yeah.
Article 50 Shades of, like, fucking.
I'm going to... No, I'm not going to... You don't touch my bell. Moving house, the panto.
Deja vu. Oh, you've put that in the wrong box.
Nelson Mandela, the panto.
Oh, no.
Yes, Tom.
That was a long walk.
No, it was Damaged. Go on.
That was a long walk to Femidom.
What? You don't want to... You don't know what an innuendo is, do you? Butcher's shop, the panto. Nothing for that? Fair enough. Crisps, the panto.
Dame Bowers.
Dame Bowers.
This is crisps, right?
Crisps. Crisps the panto.
Crisps. You can snap me in half.
Oh! Damn, heading a beverage. Oh, I like prawn cocktail. Cocktail.
Cocktail, yeah.
I'm still reeling from you can snap me in half. I enjoyed it so enjoyed it so much. I'm going to give... in fact, the snap me in half getting one as well. What about Monopoly the panto?
Oh, do not pass... Go.
No!
Tom, Tom, do not pass go, do not collect Femidom is not an answer.
Oh, oh, Dame Bowers.
Blow job.
Wait, yes, go on.
You can put me in jail now.
You can touch my community chest any day.
Oh!
And we're back. Dame Javu.
You owe me £100.
As in pounds, as in pounding. As in pounding. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, you may fare well fucking me in the ass. Mayfair.
I get the Mayfair bit. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Marley Boner Station. Oh. I'll be Charing Cross if you don't fuck me.
Waterworks.
Donkeys, the panto.
Eeyore.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh,
yes, Dame Rudely Hench. Sorry. But that was it. Okay. In which case, no Dame Rudely Hench. Dame Bowers.
You can ride me up and down the beach for a penny.
It's very good.
Yeah. The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the panto.
Rudely Hench. Oh, she's not a virgin.
Oh, there's plenty of room at my inn.
Hey.
Baldness, the panto.
Oh, it's actually really attractive in a man.
I'm listening out for that bell, mate. It's not forthcoming. What about invisibility, the panto?
Oh, I never saw that coming.
And finally, Flatshare Slam Down, the panto.
Oh, this is going on a bit.
I think that is our round. Producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round?
They're exciting, that's what they are.
Can you do them as an innuendo?
Christ on a bike.
Christ on a bike's not technically an innuendo.
Well, Ben and Adam have got a really bulbous 39.
Oh, it's a bulbous 39, guys.
Oh, my God. Firstly, got an innuendo, and why would you choose the word bulbous?
Bulbous.
Do you feel like we've learned way too much about producer Ben just there? Okay, a bulbous 39.
Do you think an innuendo is what you take to the doctor?
They've got a bulbous 39, and...
Yeah, and Tom and Lazy Susan have 41.
Oh! Surely, after that round, the carol singers will have gone... You know, I went to school with the carol singers. I invited her around the house a few times. She'd always just show up to the front door but never come inside. I'm sure the carol singers, they've all left by now. Let's check. These carol singers are too legit to quit. My chance of supping that festive nog fades ever further into the night. I guess that means we're going to have to play round three. It's Beef Brothers!
Oh! Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Or turkey.
Turkey. turkey.
Or turkey. Yes, it's beef or turkey, brothers. And as it's Christmas, we're going to ask our panellists to sort out a member of the audience's festive flat-based beef. Charlie Joseph writes, "Dear Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown, I've been a fan for years."
You're so professional.
"And I can't wait to donate. Could you remind me..." Once again, I'm happy to do it, Charlie Joseph. It's shityearmoney.com. No, Charlie Joseph basically writes, he and his partner... Now, let me get this right. Charlie Joseph, are you there?
Yes.
You're going to have to walk me through this, Charlie Joseph. He and his partner have a flatshare-based beef around how you dress things before you put it into a stocking, basically. So, Charlie, your partner thinks...
My partner wants to wrap the presents.
Wants to wrap the presents, yeah. Then put them in the stocking.
Yeah.
And you think just being in the stocking... by your words, was mystery enough.
Mystery enough, yeah.
Mystery enough.
Interesting.
So that is actually, that. I think that's going to be pretty 50-50 from our audience, yeah, as to whether they think that they should be wrapped or they shouldn't. So, Ben and Adam, you are on Charlie Joseph's side, okay? So you believe that the stocking itself is mystery enough. Now, Freya, Celeste, correct, and Tom, you are on the side of, would you like to give the name of your partner?
Yeah, Olivia.
Olivia. Now, Olivia believes wrap the presents, pop them in the stocking.
Yeah.
You're on Olivia's side, okay?
Okay? Absolutely.
So before you begin your cases, let's have a cross-examination. Now, I believe, Tom, you had a question, didn't you?
Yeah. Do your stockings reside on the end of the bed, as per tradition?
Yeah. Or, yeah.
I think tradition is actually
it's officially the side of the bed, but I didn't want to be a kind of annoying person that corrected something that trivial.
Well, you were that
yeah, person. It's at the end of the bed.
I mean, you've had your Christmas cake and eat it too, haven't you, there, Charlie Joseph?
You go on the side of the bed.
Side of the bed, so you don't have to get out of bed to hand it over in the morning. So when it gets the morning, you pick it up from the floor and give it to them.
Hold on.
So it's like a dead stocking.
So you hang your stocking on the floor of your bedroom.
Oh, right. No, I'm
on your side, mate, but you're losing me. Yeah. He's changing his story. He's all over the shop.
Bigger questions.
Yeah, sorry.
Need to be asked here about this Christmas.
Do you know what?
Do you want to just ask the question again and I'll give you an easier answer?
This is all...
he's collapsed. I think we'll decide the questions, Charlie.
He's collapsed under pressure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's absolutely not how a courtroom works. You can't give the answer, realise it's not the right answer, backtrack and go, tell you what, let's all forget about that. Ask the question again. No, I didn't murder them.
Should we ask Olivia a question?
She's not here.
Oh, then who is sat next to you? Who is that?
This is my sister.
We've never had a more, and I don't know why, Charlie, because you seem like a nice guy. We've never had a more unpopular.
I know. He's a real piece of work.
An unpopular beefy this early in the game, and I don't know. I like you, but you know the mob has spoken.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Charlie Joseph about the situation? I don't feel like we've got to the crux of the issue yet.
What's your fucking... Okay, so last year, was your Christmas sock horizontal or vertical?
No, we put the presents in the night before, so it was already
that's
full.
Really Nobody asked.
When was not... It was where and what angle?
Someone said something about a floppy sock, and it wasn't floppy. It was a hard sock full of presents.
No one mentioned flop. Is it in your bedroom next to your bed?
On my bedroom next to my bed, yeah.
Horizontal?
Yeah.
Get him out. Get
no.
him out.
No!
Charlie,
I'm sorry.
We've got a question.
I like him.
Yeah,
we've
Charlie,
got a question over here.
Are you crying? Right, mate. Is your issue with not wrapping, is it time? What's the...
I'm just terrible at it.
There's a real vulnerability coming out tonight. Okay.
We've really broken him already,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Was this a... Did your parents... give you naked presents?
Yeah.
What's his mother's fault?
Whoa, wait. That's... That is a slightly leading question.
Yeah.
Charlie, what's the nature of your stocking gift? Are they traditional? We're talking shower gel. We're talking Thornton's chocolate. We're talking orange at the bottom. Give us, a flavour of your stocking, if you will.
Oh, you know, the socks... chocolate.
You put socks in socks.
Socks in socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you Russian?
Russian, yeah.
You know, DVDs.
DVDs?
Still keeping it real with the DVDs.
2008? Was that the last time you had a stocking? Interesting.
Couple of cassettes, a single or two. Okay, are there any further questions? I feel like we haven't really got to the bottom of it.
Okay.
But I feel like we never will.
Okay. That's quite... Do you have the stockings as little side presents that you open before you go into the front room to the main event?
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good question.
That's the way it should be, right?
Any final questions from this side? Now remember, you're on Charlie's side, if that's possible.
I was just going to ask, how can be such a piece of...
Whoa! No, I'll tell you. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Fuck.
You ever donate to Charlie?
Mate. Is there anything?
Didn't think so.
These are all rather cuboid-shaped things. Like DVD, that's your simple...
That's an easy wrap.
That's not like a toy hand that some people would get for Christmas. That's hard to wrap.
We're on his side, man.
Yeah, but I'm just
saying... call him a piece of shit.
I know, we like him.
Did you say toy hands?
Like a toy, you know, you get a toy hand.
Do you buy
Charlie, you're off the hook, mate.
Get a toy hand.
A toy hand? Like, what do you mean a toy hand?
What do you mean, what do you mean? What do you think?
Like a rubber fist?
No!
Oh, sorry.
Hey, whoa.
It's all right, okay, well, listen, hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So, without further ado, Adam, you're going to begin the case for the prosecution. Now, you get 1 minute, and your time, Mr. Adam Hess, begins now.
When you think about a Christmas baby opening presents, and then they have to open up... like a piece of with sellotape on it, which unnecessary sellotape, which will end up in the sea, and then one day a baby fish could eat it, and then it will go, and the baby fish will die, and there is the planet is dying enough, so we need to put less sellotape in the sea, in it, and then also less paper, because sometimes baby trees get cut down as well, and that is sad, and they get drawn Christmas words on it as embarrassing when they're dead, and... So we should be making less Christmas paper and less Christmas sellotape, and I think wrapping fewer things for the children, or maybe fewer presents. That would be also good for the environment. I want presents. So yes, I think you are good, and we should not wrap things ever again unless we wrap it in leaves.
That is your time. Wow. Oh, wow. Man. Very good.
Oh man.
An environmental,
classic Attenborough defence.
Yeah. An environmental angle that no one expected from the cross-examination that Adam gave. Not one mention of a toy hand.
Well, that's how you wrap them.
Okay, to begin the case for the defence, now you can split the minute yourselves. We've got Freya and we've got Celeste. Now remember, of course, you are on Olivia's side.
Yeah.
Your minute begins now.
Okay, Olivia, baby, I don't know if you're out there. I don't know if you're okay.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I'm worried.
Yeah.
Charlie, sit down. Good.
Yep.
Shut up.
It's not normal what you're doing. Yeah, and you need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And
you need to talk about mother.
Yeah.
I would say my concern is the relationship as a whole.
Yes.
Because if you are not wrapping presents to put in a stocking,
what else is new?
What other needs are you not attending to? Yeah, if you're so mercenary that you don't want to wrap a few presents, what, you can't be asked with foreplay? Yeah, what, you're not going to, you know, warm the car up before you take it for a ride?
Yeah.
It's basic stuff, Charlie.
It starts with presents, and then it's like, oh, I'm not going to wrap my legs. I'm going to go out without trousers on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is where it starts, okay? Yeah.
Okay, 5 seconds.
We need to stop him.
Hashtag me too.
Okay, yes. Wow, again. Again, another angle that we weren't expecting. And I'm not sure is entirely relevant, but Charlie, I always ask this. How do you think it's going so far?
Charlie, you're shouting. Scary.
Before you say anything, Charlie, I think we're judging him as a man, which we clearly shouldn't. We should be judging the crime. And there is no one here of sound mind, I think.
He makes a very good point.
He makes a very compelling point.
Compelling. A compelling point.
We now move on to the second prosecution, which is Ben.
Oh, yay!
Now, Ben...
The people's defense.
How much advocate?
Hey, hey! Come on, guys!
That bottle of avocado is nearly empty.
Oh, baby!
So, Ben, you've got a minute if you need it.
Don't need it.
Don't need it. Okay. I'll remind you right now, because this is always key, you're on his side.
Okay.
Okay. So you might need that minute.
Yeah.
All right. Benedict Clark, your minute begins now.
The thing is, guys, we all here know Charlie is an absolute bastard.
Whoa!
And look, he's an arsehole of the highest order. But he's got one goddamn thing right. Wrapping presents is an absolute bore. It's bullshit. What a waste of time. Here's an idea for you. You give someone a DVD, it's already in a fucking box. At what point do you need the surprise? It's like you take it out of the stocking and then you're like, oh, I need a second surprise after I've already seen the shape of it. You don't wrap your feet before you put them in socks, do you?
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Some really strong arguments there. That's your time, Clarky.
And all wrapping paper, like, wrapping paper is a tax on the poor, all right?
Now, finally, Tom Parry. Now, I'm assuming as it's Christmas, you'll be doing this as yourself, right?
No, I'm going to be doing this in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
This is music to my ears.
This is a Fanshawe stand-in.
Fanshawe stand-in presiding and indeed providing your minute should you need it begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Fanshawe here, providing and presiding. I've seen a lot of familiar faces out there today. Merry Christmas, Mr. Jinx. Weirdest name in the town. Poor old Mr. Jinx. Them lawyers over there from the big city, they be hearing a lot of them there fancy words over there. Yuletide. Log. Probably put a star on the Christmas tree. City folks. Round here, we small-time people. We pass the card through the window. We ribbon on the pathway. Dust your doorstep with them bows. Let me tell you a little story now. Go back to when we were children. Hell, you probably remember that. Christmas dinner. Smell the goose. Mom put the goose on the table. Who gonna carve it? Raced it aside. 700 meters. Been training all year. Pass the baton, it's a relay. Now you probably remember as sure as I do, that first carve of the goose there, sliding through that skin, crunchy like. What's mama put on the inside? A turkey. Mama, you put a turkey in a goose? Christmas Day. Glide through that turkey, smooth like. What you hit next? Donkey. That's where John's gone. He felt like a member of the family. Keep going, son. Got through that donkey. Whole boiled egg. Mama's crafty. Right in the middle, little pea. Still frozen like. Now, you small town country folk know it ain't easy to put a pea inside an egg, inside a donkey, inside a turkey, inside a goose, while you're training to run 700 meters. But that's Christmas. Merry Christmas. The defense rests, Your Honor.
That was genuinely festive, and I don't know why. I was like, It's a Wonderful Life. It was amazing. Now, obviously, I can't decide who wins the case. I'm too busy thinking about that goddamn festive nog. I'm so desperate to quaff it. So instead, as my festive gift, I'm going to let the live, pleasant audience make the decision for me. So if you think Adam and Ben, and therefore Charlie Joseph, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. Yeah! That's a strong... Strong, and long there.
A standing ovation.
If you in fact think that Freya and Celeste and Fanshawe made the better case, I'd like you to applaud now. Gotta be these guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It has to go to Charlie Joseph there, so congratulations to Adam and Ben. Charlie J, my old chum. How do you feel about the verdict? You must be pleased.
Yes, I'm very pleased, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Everyone hates you, Charlie.
So finally, we have the quickfire round. Now, yes, Christmas for me is a time for repeats. So sit back and enjoy the same four chords for 45 minutes.
This is the quickfire round. This is the round that happens quick. This round is so quick it will be over in a tick. This is the intro song, so I guess it should not be long. It should fly as quick as the round, so quick above the ground. But here's the thing about this song, it is just too long. The round is quick, and so you think, so would be the song. But the song is very long. The song, it does go on and on.
Your arms are going to get tight, guys.
We're still singing now, people thinking, how? It's because we are still going on, singing about the quickfire song. And then halfway through this song, we'll visit Father Christmas's place. We'll share some mince pies and get drunk with the reindeer. But then the quickfire round will take us by the hand and say it's time to go. He'll take our hand, we'll jump into the sky and we'll fly. And then the quickfire round will fly. The quickfire round will fly us home. He'll put us into bed and go into the garden and melt.
Oh my God.
Really moving.
And
yeah,
it'll be really,
really
sad. It'll be a lot of children's first experience of death. They'll say to Mom and Dad, is the snowman coming back? And Mom and Dad, they'll say no. The snowman's melted, snow will go. Just like your nan is dead. She died last night. My nan died on Christmas Eve. My nan died on Christmas Eve, and my dad told me when I was watching the snowman I was sad.
True story again.
How did we get Alid Jones? That's the thing. How do we manage to get him?
I know, he's a big fan.
Now, we're going to play the quickfire round, but before we do that, I should just check on those carol singers. You know, I went to school with the carol singers. Listener, I married her.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah, it's got a happy ending, hasn't it? Yeah. So let's just check they're still here. Stop. Look, no, Christmas is a time for sharing. So why don't you, oh festive choristers, join us
in the flat and help out with the next round. Yes, it's our ever tenuous 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, God.
Here we go. All right.
Here we go.
Oh, it gets harder every year.
To listen to.
So, here's how it works. All of the answers have a sort of vague assonance with the classic Christmas vague. Song. Vague.
Just remember that word vague, dear listener.
That's what a lot of people come out to comedy for. I hope there's a vague assonance tonight.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's a vague assonance with the classic Christmas song. And if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Now, this is just for the panellists. So, Tom, Freya and Celeste, let's hear your first names now.
Tom.
Celeste. Freya.
Lovely stuff. You might have a bit more urgency. Adam and Ben, can we hear yours now?
Ooh.
Yes. Ben.
Adam.
Lovely stuff. So this is a partridge. Partridge in a pear tree. Okay, here we go. I passed some gas out of my anus at a celebratory birthday gathering.
A part Adam Hess!
A fart at a birthday party.
Ooh, you're very, very close.
It's vaguely Tom. Close?
You're
Tom,
vaguely close.
Tom. I farted at a party.
I'm going to give you both the points. That's right.
I farted at a party.
This is two turtle doves. The Big Lebowski's Iranian floor covering really tied the room together. Yeah, we know, mate. We know you get it. You're smarter than the panel. Ben, is the word, Ben, the word you're looking for?
Dude's Persian rug.
Dude's Persian rug.
Dude's Persian rug. And I farted at a party.
Three French hens. The Hamburglar's off to Blockbuster to take out the sitcom featuring Chandler. Three French hens.
Thief. Thief. Celeste.
Celeste.
Thief, friends, friends.
Is correct.
Thief, friends, friends.
Thief, friends, friends.
And I went to party. At a party.
And can I just say, gorgeous vocals from that Celeste.
Thank you.
Pitched it way higher than anyone could deal with. And we enjoyed it tremendously.
Sorry.
Now we're going for four calling birds. The evil-looking baddies from Middle Earth are using the drop toilets at Glastonbury for a number two.
What's the real one?
Four calling birds. The evil-looking baddies from Middle Earth are using the drop toilets at Glastonbury for a number two. Yeah, you've got it, mate. You have the very small crowd tonight. We've got Tom.
All together.
Okay.
Orcs falling turds.
Orcs falling turds is what we were looking for. Yeah. Can we have the correct chord, though, please? Because that was... Okay.
Orcs falling turds, thief, friends, friends, dudes, Persian rug, and I farted at a party.
Thank you, Celeste.
My daddy paid a lot of money for that.
This is the biggie, though, guys. This is the biggie.
Okay.
Five gold rings, okay?
Okay.
A cartoon rabbit from the 1980s who master mixed 1960s medleys. I feel the crowd may be too young for this.
Do you have a full bottle of vodka.
Any idea what it is?
The suggestion over here was Bucky O'Hare.
No,
it's not Bucky O'Hare. I can tell you now it's not Bucky O'Hare.
Do the clue again.
I think, okay, so it's a cartoon rabbit from the 1980s who master mixed 1960s medleys.
Jive Burning!
Oh, you're absolutely right. Orcs falling turds,
thief, friends, friends, dudes, Persian rugs, and I farted at a party.
Six geese are laying. The scientist and friend of Morty is doing a horse impression pretty well. It's six geese a-laying.
Rick's name.
Well, wait, hang on a sec. We had it from both sides.
Freya.
Let's hear it from...
It's Christmas.
Let's hear it from Freya. Freya, go on. What do you think
like
it is?
Rick's name.
The spirit of Christmas.
Rick's name.
It's not Rick's name, but you're very close. Do you know what the middle word is?
Can
He's
you
doing it
a...
pretty well.
The scientist and friend of Morty is doing a horse impression pretty well.
Rick's doing an all right horse impression.
Rick's sweet at neighing.
That's very good. It's very good, but it's not what I've got written down here.
I don't give a fuck what you got. That is similar. Vague.
You know what? I'll give you a half
Rick's
point for...
Rick's decent neighing.
Thank you very much.
Rick's decent neighing. Guy Barney. Orcs for friends, dudes, Persian rugs. And I farted at a party. Seven swans are swimming. A freshly razored Connery is in an exercise bike class.
What other podcast gives you this shit? Let's be honest here. A freshly razored Connery.
Seven Seans are spinning.
Oh! It's not seven, but he's freshly razored.
Shaven Sean's spinning.
Shaven Sean is spinning. Reek's decent name. Guy Barney. Orcs falling to thief. Rents, friends, dudes, Persian rugs. And I farted at a party. Eight maids are milking. The cockney bloke from the Bet365 advert is leaning off to one side. We know you know it. And well done.
Tom. Ray Winston's tilting.
Oh, it's very close.
Ray Winston's lilting.
Absolutely correct. Ray Winston's lilting. Shaven Sean is spinning. Rick's decent name. Jai Barney. Orcs falling turds. Thief rents. Friends. Dudes. Persian rugs. And I farted at a party. Nine ladies dancing. Charge a penalty fee for being work shy to the bloke who played Sam on Cheers, who's also now in The Good Place.
Fine, Ted Danson.
Oh, you're very close.
Fine, Ted Danson.
What's the... It wasn't the tune. What are we finding him for? Being work shy, so it's fine.
Fine, Lazy Danson.
Yes, Fine, Lazy Danson. Adam Hester. Fine,
Lazy Danson.
Ten lords are leaping. A former judge from Strictly is hiding cards in a poker game.
Tom.
Tom. That didn't sound like Tom, but...
Tom!
Freya. Oh, Celeste.
Len Goodman's cheating.
Len Goodman's cheating. Fine, Lazy Danson.
Ray Wilson's lilting. Shaven Sean is spinning. Rick's decent name.
Jai Barney. Eleven pipers piping. The home stretch now, guys. The wife of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt is pushing a custard flan into the face of someone born in February or March.
Sorry, go again.
I can't go again. I did that in one breath. The wife of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt is pushing a custard flan into the face of someone born in February or March. There's a lot of hubbub, a lot of hubbub in the room.
Yes.
Eleanor Pizer Pisces.
Len Goodman's cheating. Fine, Lazy Danson. Ray Winston's lilting. Raymond Sean is spinning. Wrist is a party. The final one. 12 drummers drumming. Phil Collins, Ginger Baker, Karen Carpenter, John Bonham, Meg White, Max Roach, Charlie Watts, Mo Tucker, Chad Smith, Janet White, Chris Love, and Ringo Starr all playing their signature instrument, Celeste.
12 drummers drumming.
Incorrect. The last time, everybody, all together.
12 drummers drumming. Lullapies. Len Goodman cheating, fine, lazy dancing, Ray Winston, Milton, Shaven, Sean is spinning, Rick's decent name, Jai Harley. Orcs falling to sleep, Red Spence, Dudes, Persian Rug, and I parted at a party.
Singers, you, the Pleasance audience. Well, that was our festive quickfire round. There's just time for some festive plugs. Freya and Celeste, do you have anything you want to plug before Christmas?
Yes, our Soho Theatre run, 18th to 22nd, 28th and 29th, 2nd to 5th of Jan.
It's not an auction.
Going to the highest bidder. It is, in a way, because tickets are selling fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you want to plug the fact you're doing well?
Yeah,
doing
I've got
well.
To. It's
doing
Christmas.
Well.
Yeah, do go and see if you get a chance to see Freya and Celeste's Lazy Susan show at the Soho Theatre. It's absolutely brilliant. Forgive Me, Mother. That is that's the name of it. So, Hess, anything to promote?
I'll have a birthday party on the 5th of January.
Oh!
You will come. Also in Soho Theatre for 2 weeks from the 15th of Jan. You. And I want you to come. It's selling fine. I want you specifically to be there. And you know who I'm talking to. Yeah. You know who I'm talking
to. You're a good crowd.
Are you talking to Charlie Joseph?
Yeah.
Pretty much
yeah.
Charlie Joseph.
Yeah.
So, right, I'm on tenterhooks over here.
My name's Adam Hess. Please come.
But you know what?
I know you don't listen to these, but...
The most important part of the plug, I think, is actually getting your name out there.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't said it properly yet.
His name is Adam Hess. Say it.
His name is Adam Hess. Now, producer Ben, let us hear those final scores.
Well, one team have 44.5. One team have 49.
Oh, close.
The winners are Tom and Lazy Susan.
Oh, congratulations. So Ben and Adam have to pay the carol singers whilst Tom and Lazy Susan get to enjoy a festive nog with me and my wife, Carol Crosby, knee singers. Thanks to our guests, Freya Parker and Celeste Dring, a.k.a. Lazy Susan, and Adam Hess, a.k.a. Cool But Rude. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flashes. Parker, Tom Pirate, special guest Adam Hess and Lazy Susan, aka Freya Parker and Celeste Dring. It also featured our audience on vocals and Martin White on accordion. It was devised by Pappies with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to the recording, to Gwyn Rees Davis for helping out, to Orange Market, the British Comedy Guide, and to Ryan and everyone at the Pleasance Theatre London for having us. Pappies Flatshare Stand Out is a Buzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. We wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you and keep you today and all year round. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.